From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Dave Beck. You've heard the saying, it's about the journey, not the destination. That's the idea that you savor the moment, you linger a while, you take your time. That's the idea behind a lot of Franz Schubert's music. Gavin Borchert has been listening to Schubert lately. He's a composer and Seattle Weekly writer. And he's been thinking about how music unfolds over time as he listens to Schubert's unfinished symphony.
What Schubert is doing is really letting the music unfold in it at its own pace. And it's a very unusual pace, the way the music drifts from even at the very beginning of this movement. It's going through these wonderful modulations, changing color from one key to the next, which is not the way that composers usually started movements. They started them by establishing a key and making sure that we knew where we were harmonically, establishing the ground under our feet. And Schubert does the exact opposite. He lets the music drift right from the beginning of the movement, lets it drift from one key, the opening E major, drifting into C sharp minor, G major. The music really wanders, and it's such an odd way to begin a piece, in letting the music drift not only from one key to the next, but from one group of instruments to the next. And really, he's just kind of playing with his palette of color here. Not in the middle of the movement where you would expect it, but at the very beginning of the movement where things are usually more straightforward.
Franz Schubert was writing music in the early 19th century, but Gavin Borchert finds that same sense of music that's about the journey and not the destination in a piece written 160 years after Schubert. It's in the work of composer Philip Glass.
Composers that we think of as a minimalist composer of the last half century or so. Composer who, again, is very concerned with the unfolding of time and letting time unfold more slowly than other composers had been. One of the things that makes the minimalist movement so revolutionary is the way that they used repetition in their work, the way that they would get into a rhythmic groove and let that play out. As you listen to this piece by Glass, you can really start to hear, because of the Knights putting these two pieces next to each other on the disc, you can really hear of the way that Glass kind of sounds like Schubert in the way that he lets his music unfold, in the way that he'll kind of latch on to a rhythm and just kind of enjoy it for a while. He'll kind of get into a groove and let it go and kind of kick back and enjoy it. And that's exactly what Schubert did.
Other modern American composers were drawn to the idea of a slowly unfolding musical journey. In 1970, Morton Feldman took a similar approach.
Madame Press Died Last Week at 90 is the title of the piece, and it's kind of a memorial piece for a woman he knew. It's a brief piece, but you can hear in this excerpt this kind of recurring kind of cuckoo figure on the clarinet. It's a similar sort of repetition that you might hear in Glass or that you might hear in Schubert. It's a very contemplative kind of mood that he establishes with this repetition. It's another sort of thing that repetition can do. Dreamy, reminiscent kind of mood, which is appropriate for this memorial sort of obituary piece. Thinking back, perhaps, to this woman he knew, and you get into this kind of dreamy groove with this recurring kind of cuckoo figure. Oh. all these ideas aren't so new if you start thinking about what Schubert was doing, you know, back in the 1810s and 1820s. The way that he was a precursor of all of these more recent developments, I think, is really fascinating. And something that this disc really, really brought home.
And it's something that you and other composers do, and we talk about this so often in music, mm-hmm. is that there's a time to sort of revisit these ideas, repetition or of kind of lingering mm-hmm. or of slow unfolding.
And it's not necessarily a matter of writing music that sounds like Schubert or that sounds like Glass or Morton Feldman or any of those. It's just listening to these composers and thinking, yes, that's a different way of doing it. How can I apply that to my own work, even if my own work ends up sounding nothing like them? Just to be exposed to these ideas, I think, is so valuable.
The Symphony No. 3 by Franz Schubert, as performed by the orchestra called The Knights on their new recording. We spoke to Seattle Weekly writer and composer Gavin Borchert. To find out more about the recording, go to our website, kuow.org. I'm Dave Beck, KUOW 94.9.